Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. The Humboldt County SWAT team was called out to the Rancho Sequoia area in southern Humboldt early this morning, and once on the scene, they arrested 30-year-old Matthew Aaron Brown, a man wanted in connection with the murder of Neil Decker on Friday night. Brown was found near the location of a second suspected homicide victim, and detectives are investigating whether the second victim was connected to an unofficial search for Brown by other residents in the Rancho Sequoia area. Brown and Decker reportedly engaged in an argument over private property when Brown shot Decker once in the chest with a shotgun. Brown is currently being interviewed by detectives, and a second person of interest has been questioned as well. With the second homicide, several law enforcement agencies from the area became involved in that investigation. They included Eureka police detectives, investigators from the DA's office, and agents from the State Department of Justice helping with the second homicide in Rancho Sequoia. The sheriff's office received a call on Monday night that shots had been fired and that someone had been shot in the Rancho Sequoia area. Two deputies who were on the scene looking for Matthew Brown were there within minutes and told by witnesses that residents connected with Brown's victim, Neil Decker, had gone looking for Brown when they heard the shots. Lieutenant Steve Knight describes the territory in that area. The deputies found a body lying in the roadway while searching the area, and the county SWAT team was called out to assist, and they later located and arrested Brown. Lieutenant Knight said the location is a known marijuana production area. It remains unclear if Brown is involved in the second shooting death, and detectives are investigating a person of interest connected to the second shooting and to Brown. The investigation into the cause of the fire that claimed the life of 86-year-old Jack Wilson on Sunday morning at a residence on West End Road in Arcata is underway. Firefighters found the house heavily involved once they arrived on scene, and a direct interior attack and search for occupants was delayed due to a lack of hydrants near the scene. Mutual aid was provided by Humboldt Bay and Cal Fire, along with volunteers from Blue Lake, Samoa, and Fieldbrook. Once the fire had been brought under control, a search team located Wilson inside, and the cause remains under investigation. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The California Highway Patrol has released more details about the roadside rope rescue on Highway 96 north of Hoopa on Sunday night after a vehicle went off the roadway and tumbled more than 100 feet down a steep embankment. The driver, 17-year-old Mervin George III, along with passengers Michael Montgomery and Peter Hunsucker, were in the Jeep at the time of the crash. George had allowed his vehicle to drift off the roadway and down the hillside. George and Montgomery were wearing seatbelts and were uninjured, but Hunsucker, who was unrestrained in the back of the Wrangler, suffered a serious leg injury. The first responders on the scene were CHP Officer Eric Nelson and Sheriff's Deputy Greg O'Rourke. It was O'Rourke who descended the hillside to assist Hunsucker after the other two had managed to climb the hill to safety. O'Rourke remained with Hunsucker for more than an hour while the rope rescue was accomplished with hoopaw fire, and both Hunsucker and O'Rourke were pulled to safety. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.